A lawyer in our town did dwell, who loved his wife exceeding well. Although he was well struck in years, he tendered her, it plain appears. This lawyer had a handsome clerk, who broke into his master's park, his mistress' pleasure to fulfill, and him she called wanton will. Upon a time it chanced so, the lawyer out of town did go. Meanwhile the mistress wantonly upon her clerk did cast her eye, as she was sitting by the fire, and Will the clerk was standing by her, but winking Moll with voice most shrill, found fault with this poor wanton Will. Who will a wager lay me about my master's clerk, quoth she, who is so sluggish and so dull, he has no brains within his skull. His mistress she did soon reply, and told the maid she told a lie. But do you talk and preach your fill, there's none more brisk than wanton Will. You are deceived, quoth she, and laughed, the still sow sucks up all the draught. And if he were twixt us to lie with me, you quickly would comply. You'd find him then a brisk young lad, he'd jerk us till he made us mad, and therefore you do talk full ill, to undervalue wanton Will. A wager then was straightway laid betwixt the mistress and the maid, and Will between them was to lie his mettle for to prove and try. So to the bed away they went, the clerk he seemed to be content. The wager was he would lie still, but they mistook this wanton Will. Quoth Will, if I between them lie, I'll tie my bauble to my thigh, and if that they do, let him loose, he shall not long be out of use. Into the bed straightway he went, to trance them both was his intent, and I suppose he had his fill, 'twas tiresome work for wanton Will. The mistress lying by his side, soon she had the knot untied. To work he went immediately, with both of them resolved to try. The mistress he did quickly please, then got between the servants' knees, their lustful humors to fulfill, and this was done by wanton Will. He doubtless had enough to do to please the minds of these same two. The wager's lost assuredly, the mistress and the maid did cry. Oh no, quoth Will, it is not so, my master I'll appeal unto, for in such matters he has skill. No, no, quoth she, my wanton Will. I hope, quoth she, you'll be more wise than such a simple thing devise. Your master by no means must know, then pray be careful what you do. But when the master home was come, and Will stood waiting in his room, his nimble tongue could not lie still, but thus began this wanton Will. O gentle master, then, quoth he, there was a wager laid with me, which I desire you decide by you 'tis fit it should be tried. I tied my neck where corn grew nigh. The owner did the neck untie. He ran in the corn and eat his fill. Now who's in fault? Quoth wanton Will. Why, those that did the nag untie were most in fault, assuredly. The mistress blushed and him looked on and said the wager he had won. But nothing did the master doubt, nor could he find this riddle out. The clerk did both their minds fulfill.